Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yesterday's hadith, we were explaining that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned that abstain from oppression because oppression will be a cause of intense darkness on the day of Qiyamah. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, abstain from miserliness because it destroyed those before you and it prompted them to shed blood and to consider as lawful all those things that were made unlawful to them. So the stinginess had such a bad effect, it destroyed them, it caused them to shed blood. Shed blood means cause them to fight with one another. Stinginess is a thing that will cause a person to fight with even his own parents, cause a person to fight with his own brothers, sometimes his lifelong friend he had, but because of that stinginess in the heart, because of that love and that greed in the heart for wealth, now a person forgets all the years of relationship, he forgets all the ihsan sometimes of his parents, his mother, his siblings, etc., and he's willing to fight, and here even to an extent where to shed blood. And then the third harm is it makes person consider lawful as was unlawful. In other words, something is haram, but a person now will consider, hey, you know, maybe we can do this scheme and this loophole and this and that. Something that he knew was unlawful suddenly starts making it lawful because of this greed in the heart. So one way to take this greed out is, as we mentioned, a person continuously discharges. He's meticulous about his zakat. The time for my zakat comes, I'm going to distribute my zakat. The time for my lillah comes, or the time when there's an opportunity to help, as far as optional nafil charity is concerned, I'm happy, I'm ready to give it. So we find one quality that our pious have got, Allah Ta'ala reward them, is that the moment something comes to them, if they got a need for it, they'll use it. If they don't have a need, they'll give it immediately. Or if they see there's a need that is much greater than they need, immediately they'll give away. They won't keep it. So giving, ulama explain, that thought to give is like a mehman, is like a visitor. I should be giving this, I should be giving. It's like a visitor. The more you entertain that visitor, the more often those thoughts will come, that inspiration will come to do good. But the more a person rejects those thoughts, the inspiration to spend, for example, there's inspiration to read the Tahajjud Salat, there's inspiration to do good actions, to help, to be good, etc. The moment a person entertains it and he acts upon it, then Allah Ta'ala makes it such that visitor keeps coming. That visitor to inspiration of good keeps coming. But the person wards it off. The inspiration comes that I must wake up for Tahajjud Salat. He just wards off that inspiration. That inspiration comes, I must give my charity, I must give my zakat, I must do the good things. But the person doesn't pay attention to it. Very shortly that mehman, that visitor just disappears. So one way, ulama explained to us, is a person just gives himself that extra dakka. Dakka means like a push. You know, you get a person that is scared at the side of the swimming pool. He's scared the water is too cold. If I'm going to go in, I'm going to start feeling cold. And some friend of his just comes and gives him a push. And when he goes inside the water, then he's already there and he's already starts swimming. He says, I'm already inside now, there's no point of coming out. So when we at that point now, when we deliberate, must I give, don't give, I think I may have a use for this, may not, just give yourself a push, give it, and then the person will see how light it becomes. Like that you find the pious, they're giving all the time. Sometimes when they get hadiah, when they get gifts, then what they do is they take the gifts, immediately, when not to offend the person that has given them, they'll take it and they'll thank the person also. The person is gone, immediately they'll take it and they'll share it with whoever is around. They'll give it, they'll share it, they'll give it. They don't take it for themselves. All the time they're giving. And Allah Ta'ala's system is such that when a person is giving all the time, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it such that He replaces all the time. All the time He replaces. So therefore you find some people have got these policies in their business that they give a percentage of the turnover. Sometimes percentage of the turnover, sometimes percentage of the gross profit, or sometimes a percentage of the net profit. But they make it such that this is going to go in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all the time you see barakat in their business. Some people think, no, because Allah Ta'ala is giving them, therefore they are giving. It doesn't work like that. Because they are giving, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving. So this is the policy we must have. Keep pushing ourselves to do good. And that desire to hold, here the hadith is teaching us, the desire to hold is there. But a person is still pushing himself. Person wants to give. Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran, وَأُحْذِرَتِ الْأَنفُسُ الشُّحْ, that this nafs of ours is created with a desire to hold back. Is filled. You know when a sponge is filled with water. How do we say that sponge now is fully saturated with water. So the soul is saturated with greed. It wants to hold back all the time. But the more a person starts giving, the more open his soul becomes. And more easier and more looser he feels. So one way of doing it is pushing ourselves to continuously give. After that it will become a habit of a person to become generous. Today's hadith is a short hadith. An Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, لَتُؤَدُّنَّ الْحُقُوقَ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ حَتَّى يُقَادُ لِلشَّاتِ الْجَلْحَاءِ من الشات القرناء رواه مسلم. حضرت ابو هريره رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, on the day of Qiyamah, rights will have to be given to their rightful recipients to the extent that a hornless goat will take retribution from a horned goat. A goat without horns will take retribution from the goat with horns. Why? Because when the goat with horns oppressed that goat in this world, it horned it, and that other goat didn't have horns, so the other goat was oppressed. Allah Ta'ala will make it such that there will be such justice on that day, that it will be the day of true justice. Such justice will be there, that even that animals that were unjust in this world, Allah will give them life, take back your retribution. Give those two animals life again, they take back your retribution. You didn't have horns in this world, and that other goat horned you, you get your chance to horn that goat will get a chance to take back retribution. In other words, such fairness Allah Ta'ala will display on that day, that even fairness amongst animals also will be given on that day. So therefore, a person doesn't lose hope. Sometimes people are looking at the oppression of the Muslims in Syria, the oppression of the Muslims in Palestine, the oppression of the Muslims in Afghanistan and other parts of the world, and people lose hope. There's no losing hope. A day will come when Allah Ta'ala will allow these people to take back their retribution. Those zalims that were doing oppression, those oppressors that were oppressing, Allah will give these people. So we can't see it here in this world, so we feel despondent, disappointed. We shouldn't feel disappointed. We should make dua that Allah Ta'ala give these people hidayat. And if hidayat is not in the muqaddar, then we make dua to Allah Ta'ala that He removes them. But if we don't see it, we don't get depressed and we don't get sad. Because the day is coming, there will be such justice to such an extent that even animals also will be given that fairness on the day of Qiyamah. So this is the thing. So lesson we take from here is we don't oppress anybody, because we don't want to be such on the day of Qiyamah people are taking retribution from us. Where we got any good deeds to present, and where we're going to be able to give anybody any type of good deeds. Therefore we try and settle all the scores that we have in this world and try and make whoever we can make maaf with the hope that Allah Ta'ala will forgive us on the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.